Hello, everyone. This is Bob Zeta. My amateur radio call sign is N1BLF, November 1, Bravo Lima Foxtrot. My QTH, or geographic location, is Dartmouth, Massachusetts. I'll be reading for you today in digest format, World Radio Magazine, the online version. World Radio is now published by CQ Communications Incorporated, 25 Hicks Bridge Road, Hicksville, New York, 11801. You haven't been hearing World Radio Magazine because it technically went out of business on print, but now, having been purchased by CQ Communications, is available online. So I sort of have to download the entire text and then go and pick and choose, as I've always done, the different various articles and interesting pieces for your understanding and enjoyment, I hope. This recording is a production of the Courage Handy Ham System, 3915 Golden Valley Road, Golden Valley, Minnesota, 55422. It is for the use of eligible Handy Ham members only. Any other use may violate copyright laws. Handy Hams may be reached at area 763-520-0512 or at email address handyham@courage.org. And that's spelled lowercase, one word, H-A-N-D-I-H-A-M. At Courage, C-O-U-R-A-G-E, .org. Our website is www.handyham.org, same spelling. So let's begin World Radio Magazine online for June 2009. Let's go with Newsfront first. German hams claim to bounce signals off of Venus. Wow. A group of German hams claimed that they have bounced a signal off the planet Venus in an experiment that they call EVE, E-V-E, which is an acronym. This piece is titled Investment Stratum for Earth, Venus, Earth. In a press release, HamSatG, the author Gerald F. Gross called WA6P German President Peter Gulzor, O-Z, Whiskey Alpha WB2OS, Rex Papa Oscar Zulu. In these times of economic turmoil, reported that on March 25th, I thought I would start this column being from his organization used to with some good news. 1010 has no money invested with ground station at the Volcom Bernie Madoff. Well, okay. In fact, 10 observatory to transmit 1010 has no money invested in the radio signals to Venus, stock market, or any other risky investment. In the early 70s, he says that Morse code was used. In the 70s, it became the investment strategy of 1010 that nothing but federal transmit the well-known letters H-I. Literally guaranteed certificates of deposit, CDs. This was the same message transmitted back to Earth from the early project. Various insured banks and savings checked Oscar satellites. And loans around the United States was the safest investment for our organization. But this time the trip in space was a lot longer than one to organization. I believe that memories of the Depression led to end from Earth's orbit. After traveling almost 100 of this investment strategy, no million kilometers round trip with an en route delay of about one wanted to be the one who had to say, whoops, if 5 minutes, the two letters were clearly received back on Earth. It turned out to be a bad decision, as echoes from the planet's surgeon. That investment philosophy is still with us today. DB2OS says that despite the bad, 1010 splits its assets into short and long-term investments. Bad weather signals from Venus could be detected from 1038 instruments. The long-term investments are usually 5 years and are UTC until the planet is currently averaging a little less than 5%. Not bad, and today's reached the local horizon. He says that the experiment was repeated world. The short-term investment on Thursday, March 26th, can range from a money market account for several hours, again with good echoes from Venus. Peter 2 plus 6 to 9 months goes out, and DB2OS is very happy with the results of ECD. 1010 EVE experiment, he calls it, and so has its checking account and some other milestone for ham radio on its way toward launching its own in petty cash to handle the day to interplanetary probe towards day operations. And at Mars. That news piece must point out that while 1010 has been provided by AMSAT, sufficient assets. The majority of our funds are deferred-HL for life and multi-year. TAPRD memberships. If you are interested, the 2008 budget can be found under the organization tab. DC wants papers on the 1010 web page. I am also very happy to report that a lot of acronyms there, huh? Go ahead. And this is in capital bold letters. 10 is Steve Ford, WB8I10, will not be raising dues this year, nor am I technical papers are in the near future. Eventually, yes, sometime in the future we'll have to, as expenses will be being solicited for a presentation at the 28th annual AWR, actually rise above the point we can save. 1010 offices and LNTAPR directors are always looking for ways to digital communications conference be saved. One way is to receive September 25 through 20, receive the news electronically. Another way is to renew electronically 7 in Chicago, Illinois. Particularly, or print your membership card on. Steve says the papers will lie. Today, the 10 also be published in the conference proceedings. 10 News is available via meetings exactly as submitted in electronic delivery. The other two are in the planning and testing. Authors will retain all rights and will be announced shortly. Also, authors do. The 1010 News will also be available as a printed copy. Not have to attend the conference to have their copy by post. As we papers included in the proceedings. Yet older, we find that they don't make a magnifying glass. The deadline for papers is July 31, 2009. Large enough, or some just like to read the news where it can find. Please send submissions. Computer is just not practical. To Matty, that's M. Speaking of the web, last year it's A-T-Y. Last name was decided to switch providers. It was done because Weinberg, W-E-I-N, of the lack of functionality and high cost. 1010 lost B-E-R-G at a function, the list server, ARRL headquarters, 225, but gained functionality by being Main Street, Newington, Connecticut, able to support a forum, chat 06111. Room, a shopping cart, and ad papers can also be via the 1010 QSL Bureau inquiry. This past quarter, the 10 email to lowercase and 10 database lookup function was at M-A-T-Y, which a search of that ARRL dot the database can be made by call or 1010 number, O-R-G. Also, the 2009 convention site. Our next newspaper was added. Mel Sochka, KD5, NATA, DE, number 33530, creates new 40-meter net 13 with the assistance of Floyd Lott, the North American Traffic in a Work, KK3Q, number 26039, and Prince Network began meeting on 40, prodding by me, have added a 90-meter single sideband on April 1st, lined registration for the 2009 convention, new member. And renewal function to the shop meet on Sunday, Thursday, shopping cart. Eventually, and Saturday, on 70 store for 1010 merchandise, 205 kilohertz starting will be added. This is no easy task. It requires time at 0000 time and a real dedication to get the very hours, UTC, with tasks completed. Let's see more of the latent net of 0400 to use of the chat rooms during a net, whether it is a 1010 or a chat UTC. Both nets use the chat rooms to see who may be trying to check in. It will last approximately 1 hour. Yes, maybe your antenna needs can be turned or a relay added. This new net is in addition. Now, regarding upcoming HamFest, from June 4 through 6, Secretary Sandy Glenn, WC, to the other North American Traffic and a woman, SSG, and her family, Stan, W7STN, and Veronica, W7VM, towards nets and comes exactly through G, will be in the 1010 booth at ARRL 3 months after the network returned to Northwestern Division of the Air. The North American, or CPAC, in American Traffic and Awards Net, also outside Oregon. I also understand some of the Portland members will be stopping by to attend. Or offers a series of free lend a hand. From June 12 through 13, DX manager Mike operating awards to anyone, meet Davidson, N5MT, Linda Gross, K18, the requirements for each award, 6SPS, all awards requirements, and I will be at the ARRL West Gulf Convention, or SANT Rules, or online AMCOM in Plano, Texas. We will be located in the same area at www.last year, just east of North American Traffic, the commercial vendors. At any of these hamfests, all Vic and awards are welcome to stop by, sign the log, and chat with whomever is .net. That's one present. Take a break and rest your feet. Now, as regards 1010 future events, the open season contest will be held starting at 0 Zulu, 6 June 09 through 2315. Work, guys and gals. 9 Zulu, 8 June 09. Purpose of this contest is to stimulate PSK North American traffic activity on 10 meters. This operating event is a joint PSK contest hosted by 1010 and the 700andawards.net and EPC Digital Groups. It is not necessary to be a member of any group to participate. That was furnished by me. For more information on NATA, the other two groups, please visit their websites. The 700, on the other side of the pond from here, club site is www.uk.military.podxs.igpsjammingexercise.com/html/07July. If you are driving zero, underline club.html. And EPC serving in the United Kingdom in July, and site is www.e. Your GPS guidance system goes u.sras.org. Brain dead. It might be open season logs must be returned to the QSO party manager and be jammed, and the jamming is legal, postmark no later than 2012. The United Kingdom's minister in June 2009. Tree of the fence has informed telecommunic. Now this is particularly important. The 2009 10-10 communications regulator Ofcom convention will be held this year from that between July 6, 23 July. Through 26 July in Orlando and 16th, 10th of Florida at the Holiday Inn Day, 11-day span, it will be select just north. Be conducting a global positioning of the Orlando Airport. 1010 system jamming exercise. Members from around the world have already signed up to attend, and it is sure to be. The July test will be for a highlight of 2009. It periods between 1100 and. If you're going to be in 1500 UTC in the Orlando area, stop by. The location for the exercise is I. Information and to see Westwards registration are available at the 10 of N58N website, www.degrees57.TEN-TE4ft003degrees.N.ORG 13.9 feet. The 1010 Summer Phone Queue, which is about 60, not a show party, will be on 0001 Zulu, 1 August, a miles west of Kirkwell, through 2359 Zulu, 2 August. Ofcom warns that it cannot, as is the case with all 10, be held responsible that any 1010 QSO parties that is open to all. However, awards can only be loss of services due to the military given to paid up 1010 members. Military GPS jamming exercise as of the date of the party. The United Kingdom's minute. All of the logs received will, Ministry of Defense conducts occasional tests, be handled as check logs on military systems, which is. That's pretty much it for now. If you're interested in more information, it may result in some loss of 1010. The easiest way to obtain it, service to civilian users of the is to visit their website, the Global Positioning System, www.ten-ten. This includes such equipment as in.org, car navigation devices, and other networks which rely on. I'm going to take a look now at propagation GPS signals. I don't always bring this subject into our. It was provided by a GB2 commentary and digest format by RS. We'll try it today. Changes. One more piece here in the news run. It's in the Earth's magnetic field by Carl Lutz and Schwab. Quite significant, actually. K9LA. Richard Fisher called KI6. Yes, magnetic field, SN. World Rabbit's variation in orientation and stereo online trail-friendly kind over various timescales. Columnist named CQ Magazine from the standpoint of our amateur magazine public service editor. Your propagation activities, the time. Richard Fisher, timescale we are interested in is 10 Kilo India 6 Sierra November's of years, and this is of Riverside, California, called Secular Variation, has been named Public Service Editor of, although the changes over this short CQ Amateur Radio Magazine period of time are small globally. Editor Richard Mawson, they can be important locally. W2VU announced today, with respect to orientation, the North Magnetic Pole has Fisher, a veteran journalist, exceeds Bob Jesuit, that's been steadily moving for over a century. We have a figure, WA3PZO, one here that shows its location, whose final column appeared in the nation from 1831, May issue of CQ, to the present, which includes Jesuit, who has huge predictions of where it appears to be headed. The blue circle covered amateur radio emergency and public are from direct surface measurements. The red circles are from computation service communications work CQ visional models, and the green circles HF and then for CQ since our predictions assuming a mean velocity of 50 kilometers per year in 1996. His step here in the same direction as seen down due to increased time demands in 2007. The south magnetic pole is also moving at his full-time job, but to a lesser degree. Fisher has been a professional journalist. These movements are due to changes in the Earth's core magnetic field. For 35 years, working in various fields. For those of us in the North Passages for daily newspapers on both hemispheres, the most obvious result of the East and West Coasts, the North Magnetic Pole moving. He is also a prolific writer on the position of the Northern Amateur Radio Matters, writing the Rural Oval. It is centered on the North Magnetic Washington Beat column for Popular Communications, and the pole, and thus its equatorward edge, is moving away from the friendly radio column from us. Figure 2 in the article, World Radio Online, is a conceptual depiction. He was previously QRP, which is, translate that as crude, at least no power. Editor of, mentioning it truly, of the Overworld Radio's print edition. His position in 1948 and in 2005, a ham since 1965, which is several years away, base. Fisher enjoys a wide variety of amateur on the data in the first figure. Activities including QRPC-1. This movement is probably operating, outdoor operating, probably good news for West Coast operating, experimenting with antennas as paths to Europe will likely be building equipment. He is could be influenced less by elevated K indices as the co-founder of the Adventure moves north, but it may be better Radio Society. Bad news for VHF types who, quoting, I'd love to see rely on it for aurora propagation. On a visual cue since before my novice days, front we're likely to see fewer, notes Fisher. So joining the beautiful auroral displays, team will be a thrill. With respect to strength, editor Rich Mawson added, while I will, the variation of the Earth's magnetic field is very subtle due to the missed a close working relationship of small changes involved. I have shared with Bob Jesuit for our figure 3 in the article plots the strength in over a decade and wish him all the best in the future. I look forward to working Nano T. Estlis in 1950s closely with Richard and to the Evan on the left and the chain added benefits he will bring to the column in 1997. Earth's magnetic field strength, a veteran professional journalist, has been decreasing over the past half. Fisher's first column will appear century. The Earth's magnetic field affects the ionosphere in the July 2009 issue four major ways. First, of CQ magazine. It structures the path of energetic particles entering the terrestrial system. Second, it influences the transport of ionosphere. Well, let's take a look at atmospheric plasma by neutral winds. Ecott's editor's logs. Third, it affects the generation of dynamo electric for the month of June. Electric fields that induce additional plasma cuts call as WZ plasma drift. Four, it influences ion drag. C, gravity. Thus, we would expect the changing magnetic field strength to a megaphone. Your golden mag reorder the distribution of a legaphone, that is, and broadtrons. Remember the January 2005 column that discussed long-term trends in the ionosphere, the benefits of amateur radiosphere allegedly due to increased greenhouse gases? Your neighborhood and town. Feel, in light of the results from the magnetic field day, well, the last full week field modeling above, it is likely that those long-term trends are contaminated with ionosphere. In June is the perfect venue for spheric changes due to changes in the magnetic field. Thus, the impact of your skills, the effect of greenhouse gases on the air. Still time to get a first-rate program. Ionosphere may not be as strong as originally thought. Granted, the changes due to the magnetic field are a small contribution, but together that will not only nonetheless, they have to be showcased the usefulness of ham radio included in any conclusions. Now, folks, the communication during times of emergency, as I sort of told you at the beginning, this is one reason why I don't always give you much about propagation, because it really does tend to get a little heavy in the technical aspects, but also show by of how it is described relative to modeling example, what fun it is, and so forth and so on, which is well beyond number one me to get on the air. One piece. I'm just a reader. People see others working together in here, remember? And number two, a lot of you folks who really listen, organized, purposeful, and friendly just for pleasure, and perhaps on the amount of they want to be part of it. Too concerned about the slight change. If you look like you are having a good time, and you will be, changes in magnetic fields. They will be curious and want to know more in the earth. But we give all due respect to Carl Lutz Zellsworth. That is your WAB, a K9LA, opportunity to get out your gold for his continuous work in propagation and lots of other megaphone to briefly other electronic wizardry that is so passionately tell them how important to amateur radio. Let's take a peek at hamfests and special events for the you can communicate when the phone month of June in California. Special event stations and satellites are not functioning. And N6R, commemorating the lives of President when the power is out. And Mrs. Ronald Reagan from the grounds of the President Ronald Reagan Presidential Library Museum when computers are down in Simi Valley, California. The timing is 1800. Tell them how you can Zulu June 26 through 19 work toward wards and Zulu June 28. On various frequencies, compete in good-natured competitions, so you'll certainly hear them if you scan around. Not only who the better operator is, state of Michigan, the 31st Chelsea Amateur Radio Swap and Shop, talk about how hams sometimes go to up. Will be held June 7th, some far away and uninhabited land on the Chelsea Fairgrounds, old U.S., to set up a temporary station and find out how many other hams, Highway Number 12 and Old Manchester, they can contact. Mr. Roden Chelsea from 8 a.m. Explain the various modes that you 12 noon, it says 12 p.m., but I probably are authorized to use or can. Well, maybe it is midnight. I tend to doubt it. You'll have to check it out with the 31st Chelsea Amateur. Be authorized to use after some radio society. Studying to pass FCC. Not a great state in New York, the hall exams. Expressing that we are licensed and regulated by the Science Amateur Radio Club Hamfest will be held at the Federal Communications Commission goes a long way in emphasizing that we are New York Hall of Science parking lot are different from Citizens Band Run Flushing Meadows Corona Park Radio. Show off your radio. That's in Queens on whether it is a handheld rig, June the 7th. The doors open for Ventor and HF transceiver with all orders at 7:30 a.m. The bells and whistles, having buyers are admitted at 9 a.m. The three radio speakers on to allow the parking door prices drop bench to hear the field day frenzy can be shop, QSO, card checking, food, a very impressive plan, refreshments, freeing out the antennas you're using. Now, straight admission to the museum from 10 a.m. bringing up a simple wire antenna to 11 a.m. or $6 after that with a ham fest allows you to efficiently contact the ticket. So it's a hall of other stations all over the world. Science Amateur Radio Club Ham Fest. Maybe you have a mobile setup that you can on July 7th and demonstrate. Now in Jersey, New Jersey, have literature on hand, flyers with licensing information, and then see right across the water. Invitation to your local club meeting and back. W2QW, Whiskey 2 Quebec, issues of Ham Radio magazines for Whiskey Ham Fest. Saturday, June the 20th, that's Piscataway. It is to leaf through or take home. High School, Piscataway, New Jersey. A free cup of coffee. It's going to have a lot of perks. Cold drink will make people feel welcome and want to linger. Prizes, hot and cold food, and all that good. Have a look around. Jazz. So look for that. If you take photos and write the summary and send nearby in New York and you want to jump it into us, your efforts may earn you a piece of gold over to Jersey on the ferry or whatever. Golden megaphone wallpaper from your. It's the W2QW Ham Club or Foyer Club. The Golden Megaphone Contest is open at Fest on June the 20th. Now in Tennessee, not till the end of the year, so if Knoxville Hamfest and Electronics Act, your club can't get a promotion position in ARRL Tennessee student recruitment event together in time for field day, choose another convention. That one is June 3rd. The future of ham radio is dependent on us to keep the 13th at Kerbella Temple, Knoxville, so do your part, Knoxville, Tennessee. They're going to have VE, that's volunteer examiner. Click here for details and an application for the Golden Maker exams. If you're looking to get a license, the tickets there are $7. Inside tables are $20. There's tailgating outside for $5. Phone contest. So look forward to the Knoxville Ham. I want to apologize to Mars, Ham Fest on June 13th in the Kerbella Temple, Knoxville, TRS, columnist Bill Sassee. Looking forward just to Sexton and his readers for making a bit further into July. River City's Amateur Radio Association's stake and not including special call K for adding his column scheduled for this issue. I had set it as Kilo 4 Sierra family fried to make sure I had all the photo on time for all. That's July that accompanied the text of the Kai 4th. So, and it ended up in an unlabeled folder in my. It's going to be a big time event there. Computer. I didn't find it in Central Park in Ashland, Kentucky. And one more until it was too late. We will. Pennsylvania, W3U, printed next month. Please stay in touch with us. We'd love to you. The EPA convention. Read your letters and emails and need. That's Whiskey 3 Uniform Uniform. Your stories to keep World Radio Online. EPA convention to be held. Thriving on the web. Contact me at lowercase. July 4th at Emmerich Seaboard Park in Nancy at T.I.R.S.B.R.G., Pennsylvania. They're going to art.com. That's N. I've covered tables over 150 at T.I. Gate spaces, seminars, and so forth. R.com. Or, so, plenty to do if you're looking around for something relative to our P.O. Box. 8 Amateur Radio, if you're not, 807 Hadley, H-A-D-L-E-Y, Michigan, M-I. Ham Radio Operators are great events, 48440, that just drop in on and rear. And Nancy signs are you get to see firsthand what these visual 73-88-33, Nancy Cott, W's Black Magical Boxes are all about, and all kinds of other SP-8C. Special treats as well. Folks, those of you who listen somewhat on a regular basis, let's keep chugging along here now and just to the readings of take a look at MCOM and give you for the amateur radio and you. That's emergency communications and you. Don't cut corner community, either being leisure pursuits here on the Massachusetts by Jerry Wellman called WSS Reading Network, known as the Talking from an SAR. Mason Center or at the, when you cut corners or ignore the Rouge Handy Ham System website, that's a very popular website, you are setting yourself up for failure. The failure may not be immediate for folks that are impaired in any way, but a pattern of reckless behavior whatsoever. I don't often push in your bad habits generally cause in or squeeze in a DX problems at some point. Position to a foreign land. Many years ago, my grandfather, well, you know, it so happened that in this June issue, the very father, a railroad machinist, gave me some sage advice. He said, only buy high-quality. First piece is something to tools. Never pay good money for the title Yusagat, U.S. cheap stuff. He believed it to be more economical in the long run to spend a little more for high-quality items than buy a cheap set over and over. But let's be honest. Have I lost H-A-G-A-T some nice screwdrivers because of my carelessness? Yes. Have I broken some good tools because a low-budget DX position of misuse? Yes. Yet it's been the cheaply made tools that have broken to Alaska. The author is bundled under the hood at the worst possible time. It's been the poorly constructed Wertz, W-E-R-T-Z, constructed material that has caused the greatest risk when safety has been important. Generally, call is NF7E. Get what you pay for. In Flagstaff, a friend challenged me on this principle and said, you get some good deals on soda. But you know, I'm taking more line in the pawn shops, so time to explain why I'm not going to read it. Why can't I find these deals? My answer was simple. Be patient and use common sense. Then perhaps I would have taken it if I had read some things that seem like it, but not really. I find good deals are not. The way to find good deals is to do your homework in advance and be educated about what you buy. Find out looking at it more closely. For example, there are some very, because I sort of hit all of this stuff cold, the nice radios offered online that are capable of narrowband digital mode encryption. I go along. It's actually about et cetera. These seven different pages here on the world radio sell new for as much as a radio online edition. $4,000 with all the options. And I can't possibly devote about 30 people without all the options minutes to this article. The radio isn't worth more than a couple of $100. The only way you can calculate the item's value is, but it's really very fascinating to ask the right questions before. It isn't too technically written either before you buy, such as the photographs, if you have computer capable, quoting, what options are programmed in this particular radio? Abilities, they know someone who does. Sometimes the seller may not know. You should go to the World Radio. If you can risk the one-line edition in the CQ purchase price, that's your comment. Magazine's website sends call, and you might get a great deal. And look for this. The rule still holds, however. Don't cut low-budget DX position to all corners. Some years ago, Alaska, it begins on page 8. I flew with a search pilot who, as we were flying, told me how he'd World Radio Online. Managed to pass his flight medical check even though he was on We have the usual fine work vacation that could affect his obtaining a medical certificate. Sent it here by John B. John never flew with him again. If W3BE with regard he cut corners on his medicine. What other corners did the amateur radio rule he cut? To me it was It's usually titled, "The Isn't Worth the Risk to Endanger My Life." Rules say, under rules to someone willing to pass a requirement in less than honest means, the regulations. And in the mid-1970s, John makes another fine case for all of the different nuances that I drove a Plymouth Barracuda. I'd installed a couple of mobile radios, and that fell along with the FCC Part 97 regulations, found an aviation radio, so I could, in the government record, for amateur and communications radio operation. Source for search missions. But John Johnson does recognize, but I'd cut corners on the rules and regulations tires. I was willing to buy radios, but Super Ham of the Month as being rough. Having good tires was something I was willing to neglect. I found Sly, S-L, myself on a rocky road near Laramie, Y-E. Russell's call is in Wyoming, and the Sharp Rock. And 3, GT, November, of course, one of my front, and 3, Golf Tango, who received the bald tires to go flat. His 50-year award from the... My justification for the poor... 3BE, for tires was that I had a spare. Russ is the secretary of the Q, and indeed I did. Of CWA Chesapeake, a few miles later, the rocks punctured to number 20. We thank the second, and also Bald, very much for spearheading the run tire. In those days, a move to change our chapter's name, portable 12-volt DC compressor from Baltimore. So it wasn't a common thing to have. What's so wrong about Baltimore? But I did carry a bicycle pump. Well, I learned a very exciting way. Anyway, congratulations to Russ Losting lesson that day as I-N3-GT. Had to stop every few miles to pump. We have a nice piece in here and pump up a tire. The Fists, CW. Eventually, I reached a club. That's F-I-S-T-S. Gas station where I was informed that CW club. Its tire was beyond repair. It's titled An 11-Year-Old's View. The cost of amateur radio. Buy a new single tire from a vendor. The author here is Lars Kirsch. Obviously knew he was the only store with her. K-E-R-S-C-A. Within many miles. Was such N-E-R. That I could have bought four. Dude. My name is Lars, and I have tires from an in-town store. I am 11 years old. My father, exhausted, and now with Ike Kirshner, N3IK, a somewhat depleted checking account, he has been a ham for over 50 years. I learned a hard lesson. Years. When I was 3 years old, I have been pondering about this time. He let me talk on the radio topic after I received a visit last week here for the first time. I have been interested in ham radio ever since, even from someone asking for radio help, though I didn't get my tech license until March of 2008. I answered a knock at 8. I upgraded to general class on field day to the door to find a young fellow who beat 2008. In the beginning, getting on the air was a trial, and began the conversation with an error process, and very difficult for me to do, but it was so quoting, I see by your aunt worth it. I am meeting new people, learning about other cultures, and just having a good time. Although I don't quite grasp all the tech tenets that you're an active CB concept said, my father is helping me. We put up antennas. Close quote. I replied, go to Hamfest and talk on the radio. I doubt my interest included CB and radio together. In fact, right now, we're putting up an 80-meter loop and amateur radio. He explained that he had a 20-meter Yagi. We was a friend of a neighbor's daughter, and they have a 160-meter dipole linked to the 10-tech course. And after he had some challenges with their radio, that my dad, the CB, she said I might be my share. One of the reasons I'm writing this is give some help. I looked out that I talked to D, that's the name, D-E-E, to the street to see a rather beat-up, her call is W-1-H, a neglected car with a couple of Mac-E-O, D writes articles, I suppose, for the radio, and magnetic antennas on the roof, and saw her article in the September issue, an odd antenna mounted on the truck, World Radio. The other reason is that I want to try and get the young man explained that his CB kid's interested in amateur radio. It didn't work properly and that no one could. I do enjoy just talking to everyone, but I don't have a lot of in common with people to hear him, except when they were close, who are 40, 50, 60, maybe even so that he could not listen to him. 70 years older than me. A teenager who gets into his AM, FM radio because the radio would enjoy it, but not as much CB radio made it go crazy as a child who was introduced. He then said at a young age, when I was 3 years old, I would always listen. He went on to explain that he'd found it to my dad on the radio. An expert at one of the local, thought it was neat. When he worked code, I would think, boy, I'd show truck plazas who told him of sure love to do that someday. That is why I think we should warmer. That would make us introduce radio at an early age. If kids saw all the signals stronger, I fully awards you could get. I think that actually said I'd help when my also would make them more interested in getting. Instincts were telling me to just shut the door and hope he'd go away. I went out to his car and their license. I'm working on, and it was worse than I expected. My WAS, that's worth it. There were wires everywhere. He had a scanner on the worked all states, my DXC back seat, and on the front was a CB radio that was worse for the PC. Worked 100 kind of wear, and a couple of other boxes, and my WAC, one of which I assumed was worked all continents. A great is foot warmer or an illegal linear amplifier. The way I found of doing these is I suspected he had an antenna problem. Working contest. There are many of them, and I went to get my analyzer. Many people in the contest, and there he tried to sort out the coax. I connected the analyzer and really scattered around, explained how antennas worked. I don't care if I win or lose, it's just... That's when he said he'd found the antenna at a thrift shop, and aren't all antennas the same? His CB antenna mounted to the trunk turned out to be a VHF antenna and made it completely wonderful to have worked a few people usable. The magnetic antennas were not much better and both seemed to be either UHF or possibly scanner antennas, but certainly I take a lot of pride in my not CB resonant either. Taking pity on this fellow, I found certificates and participating in an old CB antenna in my shed that would attach to his mount contest even when I don't have a high. And I thought I'd get him on a score. It's all for fun. This way, that's when he told me that the foot warmer had expelled some. There is so much amateur smoke during a long conversation, and that his CB had some radio can do, but it seems few people broken switches. Could I look at those? Or bother to pay attention to it, too? The answer to the burned-up lit before there were cell phones in here because of the wrong antenna and computers more people were interested in high SWR was to disconnect it. He wasn't happy that his radio, because it was considered to be high, near was toast, and he wasn't too excited to get his radio gear mounted and cleaned. Tech, but even today, and he wasn't too motivated to even spruce up his car. Hams make radio high tech. It is as sophisticated. He did ask me how to get involved in search and rescue, but as a phone, computer, or video game, declined an invitation to work toward an amateur radio license. He wanted just much simpler to understand, not a quick fix, and was willing until people sit back to cut corners. I was overly vague on the SA and realized saw the good hand R question, as I didn't want to. Radio does, there won't be flicked them on any of the local groups. That many people starting to be hams. My hope is that he won't be back and that CB will be a passing. I hope to change that a little interest that they'll soon forget. Here was a young man who will bit. I know there are things that was willing to buy an expensive CB. Amateur radio does that are good for FB. Have it modified for out-of-band operation. Purchase one around the world. It promotes a linear amplifier from a passing expert. Find its people to be nicer to others. Cheap antenna at a thrift shop and there is no racial discrimination. Then wonder why it didn't work right. He let his gear bounce around in a car that was also neglected. It allows people to conquer fear. This wasn't a communication. It starts friendships. It's poster child you introduce at the event briefing as your... It starts conversations. Chief operator. Does he sound familiar? Do you have local communication hams help in natural disasters, such as group members willing to cut as hurricanes, tornadoes, and earthquakes? Corners. Are you okay with that, knowing they could interact with... This list can go with agency leaders or staff who expects volunteer professionals, on and on. I've... professionals. When you choose to neglect the rules and take... found that kids with stage fright, a pattern of the easy route. The potential is for... can get over it by talking on troubles. We're asked to be volunteers to meet some exacting needs... that require us to be professionals at the radio. I used to be deaf in what we do. When you take your... really afraid when I had to read some cuts. You do a great disservice to the rest of us. A fellow wanted anything in front of my class. I'd frequently... Net wanted help with a radio problem, but would have been a nice communications example if he would have... He's up and wouldn't talk. He stated the need and given a way to make contact. But when I'm talking on the radio field, instead, the need was expressed as well as a number of irrelevant comments and other stories along the way. More relaxed because there aren't 100. What could have been a brief request for help turned into a tedious transmission. The purpose of communication, pairs of eyes staring at me, in a public safety sense, is to communicate. To communicate in that is the first step in getting the sending of a concise and understanding message from sender to receiver. When we cloud the message with chafe, we go for stage right. I'm fine to impede the process now, and I just love doing it. Be brief, be concise, be specific. Brevity, brevity, brevity. A couple of us were exploring ways to get messages from one communicator. I'm hoping more kids take this facility to an agency to get interested in the next few years so that their office. We were too focused on using a radio. The agency representative said, I wish you could just fax it over to us. Bingo. The laptop computer we had in the radio room was a little older, and it was well-suited for packet and echolink, and it had a phone connection for the built-in modem, something we'd not used for years. There was a phone line in the communications room, and we were able to think beyond radio, just faxed a message from the station to the agency, a simple relay of radio received information to an agency's operations center. No need to string antenna cables and set up another station. Just use the fax. It was simple and it worked. It relies on having a phone line, but the scenario we were considering wasn't the worst-case scenario. Put that in your bag of tools for future use and practice sending a fax once in a while so you will know how to do it. On some local search missions for the Civil Air Patrol, I've been frustrated by calling in my vehicle information for the status board. All I was doing was reading data from a form to someone who was copying the data into a form for the Incident Command resource list. It dawned on me that after I fill in the form on my laptop, I could just fax it to the CAP's operations center. Fax number was seldom busy, and I could send the form already filled in, and then by radio confirmed they had received it. I wish I had thought of it sooner. Until next month, best wishes from Salt Lake City. And so we thank Jerry Wellman, called W7SAR, for his MCOM and U report in the June 2009 World Radio Online Report. Folks, we have about a minute left, so I'm going to give you a short and concise commentary on Contest Corner, starting with CNET. The date and time is 1200 Zulu 6 June through 1200 Zulu 7 June. The Alabama CUSO Party is on the 6th of June through the 7th of June. The NAQCC Sprint. Now the time there is 0130 to 0330 Zulu, 10 June. It's 80-40 20 meters CW. I'll give you one more. It's a biggie. The ARRLVHF CUSO Party. It's 1800 Zulu, 13 June through 0300 Zulu, 15 June. It's for 6 meters and up. Get your logs ready, because the CQ contest is always a big one throughout the world. Folks, this sort of brings you up to time for this week's reading of Leisure Pursuits, a great hobby of amateur radio, ham radio. We've been reading together in digest format World Radio Magazine, the online version. It's no longer in print. World Radio is published by CQ Communications, Hicksville, New York. This recording is a production of the Carjan Ham System, 3915 Golden Valley Road, Golden Valley, Minnesota, 55422. It is for the use of eligible Handy Ham members only. Any other use may violate copyright laws. Handy Hams may be reached at area 763-520-0512 or at email address handyham@courage.org. We have a fine website at www.handyham.org. My name is Bob Zeta. My amateur radio call sign is N1BLF, November 1, Bravo Lima Foxtrot. My QTH, our geographic location, is Dartmouth, Massachusetts. We're right down here near New Bedford, the great seaport for the American fishing industry, right on Buzzards Bay. And as you go by exit 12 on 195 East toward Cape Cod, wave and say hi. 73. Bye-bye.